I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me now is Sandy Moon, the Buffalo boys and girls cross country coach. Sandy, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time here. And you know, you had your state meet last weekend, and the girls finished third overall. Take a moment and talk about how big that is for the girls to take third place.
Well, we haven't finished third since 2009, and that was the second year we had cross country. And so that it's a big deal, you know, almost 10 years since we finished third. And I looked up the results in 2009, and the average time of the five varsity runners to cross the line first that year for Buffalo was a 22:23. And this year, our average time as a team was a 20:38. So we still took third place both years, but our girls the average time of the girls is much, much faster than it was. Well, you know, a minute and a half, 2 minutes faster than it was in 2009. So the varsity team was made up of five freshman girls and two senior girls, and that hasn't happened since I've been coaching here. So that was fun. We're seeing the results of the middle school program coming up, and these girls, they want to be runners and they want to be good, and they're willing to put in the work to be good. So we knew at the end of the day that we could finish in the top. We were thinking in the top four. You know, we wanted to sneak in there and get second above Cody. We hadn't beaten Cody all year, and the state meet was the closest we had come to beating Cody. They beat us by 13 points.
All right, and let's talk about some of those individual finishes for the girls. The first Lady Bison across the line in seventh overall was Kendall Tijan.
Yeah, Kendall had a great season and a really great state meet. She didn't get nervous. She was very calm the whole time. Mentally, she really checked in to that stage, I guess, at the state cross country meet. And when she was at the mile, you could see it in her eyes that, you know, she was fine and she was going to pick up some more people to get in that top 10. And she trained hard. Not one complaint from her all year as far as training goes. That kid even smiles when she's sick. So she had a great season. Our only all-state finisher for our team. And I expect to see great things from her in her future.
And the next Lady Bison across the line in 11th place, Lexi Rule.
Yeah, one of the worst places that you can get as far as, you know, we feel as individuals is 11th place, because that's one place out of all state. And that's actually the first race that Lexi ran this year where she wasn't in the top 10. And Lexi's nerves just got the best of her. She trained hard all season too. I mean, every practice she's going hard, whether she feels good or not. You know, she was a great leader for the girls as far as like, okay, it's time to go again. And she wasn't afraid to go out in front. And so to have her finish 11th was a little disappointing for her, but 11th still isn't bad. It's hard to think of it like that when you're the kid who got 11th, but that's what we said. You know, you're a freshman, and we'll know what we need to do differently next year. When Lexi was at the mile, you could just, again, see it in her eyes that, oh, I'm usually a little farther in front of these people, where she was kind of in that, you know, top 15 mix at that point, and it just freaked her out, and I don't think she could get her body to do what she knows her body's capable of doing. So it was a disappointment to her that she got 11th, but I wasn't disappointed in her at all. She had a great season and really a great finish for our team.
And next across for the Lady Bison was Elizabeth Ferris in 15th place overall.
Yeah, Elizabeth ended the season with two great races, one at conference where she was predicted to be about 15th and ended up 5th, and then the state meet where she was probably down around 25 and ended up 15. She really came to run those last two meets, and she's capable of really pushing Lexi and Kendall, and over the next few years, I really see her coming up there and just really figuring out what she can do as a runner and where she wants to be. So I'm really excited about her future.
And next up for the Lady Bison was Saren Chapin in the 32nd spot.
We knew Saren could get there, She just hasn't been there all season. She kind of started off a little slow with a knee injury from basketball last season, and so her start was a little slower. Conference meet, she didn't have a great meet, and then state meet, she just comes out of nowhere and almost matches her best time from the last season. So Saren has a lot of potential as a runner. She's been a nice leader for my freshman girls, and really in the state meet, she made a huge difference by stepping up there from being our sixth runner to our fourth runner. So I was proud of her finish as well.
And next across for the Lady Bison was Tegan Sweckert in the 41st spot.
Yeah, Tegan. Tegan came back to cross country this year. She ran her sophomore year and had a good sophomore year, and then came back her senior year. And I can't say enough about Tegan and the leadership she provided for my little freshman girls. She was always looking out for them. She knew, I think, going in, she wasn't going to be the fastest. She wasn't going to run up with Lexi and Kendall, but she knew that she was going to bring everything she had to every practice and to every race she ran. And she did just that. And then, for her to come across that line so that we could finish fourth or finish third at the state meet, that's huge, because you don't get any of the individual glory doing that, but your team gets the glory. And just really, really proud of her leadership with those girls.
And the next Lady Bison across was Margaret Olson in the 52nd spot.
Yeah, Maggie, that's another one. She's been anywhere from our fourth to sixth runner all year, and she has a ton of potential. This is her first year back at cross country. She ran in sixth grade, and then she's back this year. And she also, in practice, she puts in the time, she puts in the work. She just mentally has to get to that place where she can go physically, so you'll really see some great things from her in her future. And again, for her to push herself, when I saw her, she had about a mile left, and I said, there's two Cody girls right up in front of you, go get them if you can. And she worked her tail off, and I think she got one of them, but she really pushed herself, and again, not a lot of individual glory, but a lot for the team.
And then the final Lady Bison across was Gabrielle Graben in 65th.
And Gabri, she's our freshman who, we didn't know. She was kind of teetering on that varsity JV line. And then at the PAL meet, you could totally see, I want to make this varsity team. And she dips down into the 23s and then ran at conference and state. And she just gives her all every time she's on the course, and with maturity, I think she'll learn what she needs to put into practice to get the results that she needs during a race. She's young, just like the other girls, and I think we'll see great things in her future as well.
And then jumping over to the boys' side, they got an eighth place finish overall at state.
They did. And again, looking at the results from 2009, we finished third with the boys in 2009. And the average time for the boys that year was an 18:39. And this year, the average time for the boys was an 18:22. And so getting eighth place, we were actually faster than when we got third place. So that just shows how competitive cross country has gotten, and our boys are doing a good job staying right in the mix.
And the first Bison across the line, Nathan Kessler in 14th place overall.
Yeah, we looked, and Nathan said, "I'm not going to worry about my place this year. I'm just going to run my best," which is a great thing to say. He got a little nervous before the start, but just the finish that Nathan had, and the sprint at the end, and just the season that he had this year was great. He really finished on top and finished at his best. So really proud of the work he put in and how he finished.
And the next Bison across, Jacob Velasquez at 35th.
Jacob also, he's learned each year that he has to put more work in, and he put more work in this year than he did last year. He doesn't love to run, and so that's kind of a hurdle we have to jump over with that kid every day when we go to practice. And And he did. He really pushed through. He made his way down into the 17s during part of the season, and then at the state meet, he was just right in the low 18s. So proud of his finish as well, and I think he was really proud. I think he was really relieved to never have to run a 5K again.
And next up for Buffalo, Alex Cajal at 47th.
Yeah, Alex also found his way into the 18s this year. He learned how to start races a little quicker than he likes to, but that's where he's going to have to be. And I think, next year he's going to, with those seniors gone, he's going to provide some leadership for the younger kids coming in. And he's a runner and he likes running. And so I think we'll see some great things for him the next few years too.
And next up for the Bison, Colin Millmine in the 52nd spot.
Colin is, I'm going to say a little bit of the same thing that I said about Alex. He's stepping up into that leadership role over the next few years, and he made his way down into the 18th this year, which is where we want him to be. And then I think those two maybe have grasped the fact that they may need to put in a few summer miles in order to hit the ground running when the season starts. Colin spends a lot of time in the weight room in the summer, which is good, and that definitely shows. And then if he puts some miles in the summer, he should really turn the corner next year. And I think we're going to see some better times, even better times, out of Colin and Alex.
Next up for the Bison, Mark Woodall in the 66th spot.
And Mark's another kid that he's not in love with running like some kids, but he's a competitor, and that's what he showed. You know, he wasn't quite sure he wanted to run at the state meet, and I told him, yeah, you do want to run there. And he came out, and, you know, he ran a good time and finished strong with his season. And just also, I think he's probably really glad he doesn't ever have to run another 5K. But I'm proud of what he put in, and he had a good season.
And next up for Buffalo, Max Kessler at 79th.
And Max is another sophomore. I often call those three my sophomore trio because they're usually together on and off the course. So Max, Max had a good race the last race. He's had a couple of tough ones. Mentally, I think he kind of hit a little bit of an edge, but he's coming back from that. And he loves soccer so much that I think he runs cross country to kind of get himself in shape for soccer, and I expect that next year he's going to grow up a little more and do some great things for us.
And the final Bison across, Sam Beach in 93rd.
And Sam came on at the end of the season. He'll be my lone senior boy next year, and that was his first varsity race this year was at the state meet. So that was a great experience for Sam, and just, you know, to come in there and come on that well at the end of the season. I was proud of the season that Sam had.
All right. Once again, the Buffalo boys cross country team finished in eighth place at state, and the Buffalo girls had a third place finish at state. Talking with head coach Sandy Moon. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.